This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Mass layoffs in the federal government.
75,000 federal workers have accepted the administration's buyout offer to get paid until September or risk being laid off. About 3% of the federal workforce, less than the 5 to 10% the administration was hoping for. That offer now closed. We're learning mass layoffs for those who didn't take the offer have begun, with thousands of people expected to be let go. The Department of Education firing 40 employees hired over the last year.
ABC's Mary Bruce agreeing with plaintiffs who argue it's having a catastrophic effect. A federal judge temporarily blocked the administration's 90-day freeze on foreign aid. The Associated Press says its sources tell it 86-year-old Andrew Lester of Kansas City, Missouri, will plead guilty on Friday to shooting and wounding then 16-year-old Ralph Yarl in 2023 after the teen mistakenly knocked on Lester's door. This is ABC News. Southern California now getting the hardest rain of the season so far. Tens of thousands of people being evacuated out of fear of mudslides in previously burned areas.
Gloria Shamblin's home burned in the Eaton Fire in Altadena. Now the home she's staying in is under an evacuation warning because it's at risk of a mudslide in the rain. She says she's not leaving because she's already been through so much.
I've got to be positive. What else am I going to do?
Burn areas are prone to sliding and heavy rain because the ground is bare and fragile without anything to absorb the water. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
State of Maine investigators have been looking into a freight train derailment in 2023. Three workers were hurt, hundreds of gallons of fuel spilled, and there was a forest fire. Investigators now blaming a beaver dam. Excess water spilling through the dam and washing out a section of track. Restoration efforts were completed just late last year. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Earl Ingram.
Mayor Johnson, we used to have a saying called the switcheroo, talking about one thing while behind the scenes there's a greater issue.
This man was elected president of the United States to focus in on making everyday life more affordable. But our push to remove lead service lines, our health department, are impacted by the things that the Trump administration have targeted since they've been in office. Yeah, it's been a huge switcheroo. It's not been about saving folks money. I mean, this is going to cause more pain.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
The Bucks head into the All-Star break with a victory. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks win a close one in Minnesota, 103-101 against the Timberwolves. Damian Lillard was out with a hamstring. Giannis still out with a calf muscle injury. And so that left center Brooke Lopez and several new players to battle for the win.
You know, we had a nice mix out there. So great to just see everyone feel each other out, you know, get a good sense of who we are. But, you know, when it boiled down to it, we just had each other's back. We were communicating, we were making the right plays, we were playing with energy, and it was just a great win to have going forward.
Baseball, the Brewers signed Rays left-hander Tyler Alexander to a one-year deal. NFL, the Packers went into this season without a true number one receiver. So how did that work out? Jordan Love.
There's definitely, I think, areas that we need to focus on and improve on to get better, kind of get over the hump that we hit this year, and just get more consistent, focus on the details.
That's the Packers' Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Forever bros Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes are coming under fire from Kansas City Chiefs fans for having a double date with their best girls, Taylor Swift and Brittany Mahomes, fairly certain it was in that order, just 24 hours before the Super Bowl. What? Word on the street is that Taylor Swift ordered a huge Kobe burger and French fries, and according to Chiefs fans on social media, that could be exactly why the Chiefs laid an egg in front of a worldwide audience while trying to three-peat. No idea what Kelce and Mahomes had to eat, but after seeing the way they played during the big game, I'm guessing it had lots of tryptophan. Irate Chiefs fans, most of whom I'm guessing probably never played in a Super Bowl, disapproved of the double date, insinuating that said date and hanging with girls so close to the big game was obviously the reason the Chiefs lost. If only Kansas City sports fans provided the two football players with this information beforehand. It just seems like a no-brainer to me. You can't eat 2 days before the big game. There's nothing funnier than irrational sports fans. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Increasing clouds late tonight as temperatures drop to around 5 below, wind chills around 15 below, a light breeze. On Friday, a winter weather advisory goes into effect in the afternoon with 1 to 2, potentially 3 inches of snow, highs in the upper 20s. It's 3 at our studios.
This week on The Rational Revolution, our dear friend Ahmaud Rivera-Wagner brings Capitol Police Officer Harry Dunn to talk about January 6th.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, hey! It's supposed to be snowing here today, but so far I'm not seeing it. Happy Thursday. Bowing to the butcher, Trump grovels to Putin and promises to abandon Ukraine. How is this not treason? Hegseth is over in NATO going, oh, yeah, we're going to give Putin whatever he wants. And no, Ukraine can't join NATO, and screw y'all. It's incredible. Also, if Trump simply ignores the high court, is that the end of law? Robert Reich wants to know. And where are the protesters now? This is an amazing question. I'll share this with you in the first hour here. And thank God for Bernie. He's starting a Trump pushback tour. I wish every Democrat would be doing this. I'll tell you about that in this first hour. In the second hour of our program, our one guest for the day, Phil Itner, is going to drop by with an update on what's going on in Ukraine. He'll be live from Kyiv, Ukraine. Also, Louisiana is trying to extradite a New York doctor. These Republicans will stop at nothing to punish women for getting abortions. In fact, they're threatening her. Well, I'll tell you all about it in the next hour. Republicans also finally reveal how they'll pay for their tax cuts for the rich. And Musk's dodgy crew just straight up took $80 million out of a New York City bank account. Isn't that called theft? In the third hour of our program, the State Department planning to give Musk's Tesla $400 million for armored Tesla cars? Of course they are. But, you know, hey, it just vanished from the website after Rachel Maddow pointed it out last night. We'll talk about that. And a recipe for extinction? Can the USS Nature Protection survive Trump and his God Squad? What's the God Squad? I'll tell you about that in the third hour of the program. But to start out, what happened yesterday? Donald Trump had a long phone conversation with Vladimir Putin, apparently an hour and a half long, in which Putin gave him his marching orders. And Trump just, you know, bent over and metaphorically, obviously it was a telephone call, kissed Putin's ass. In my opinion, this is treason. I mean, this is the betrayal of our democratic allies has officially begun. And Putin, this butcher, played Trump like a fiddle at a country fair. He even fed him his own words, common sense. And Trump was bragging, oh, yeah, Putin used my favorite phrase, common sense. Yeah, you think? The guy is an expert on psychological warfare. He used to run the Russian intelligence service in East Germany. And let's be clear. Russia invaded Ukraine, just like Hitler invaded Poland, just like Japan invaded China. And those led to millions of deaths, a world war, and eventually, to prevent a repeat, the creation of NATO. And now Trump and Hegseth are saying right out loud that they're going to give Putin, who's losing this war, by the way, and suffering massive casualties And it's brought his economy to its knees. He's got like 17 or 18% inflation, you know, hundreds of thousands of casualties. Putin wants out of this war, and Trump and Hegseth just said, okay, we'll give you everything you want, Vlad. Just keep those trolls on social media loving Republicans, and we'll give you what you want. It's amazing. No giving back to Ukraine the mineral-rich lands that Russia has stolen. No NATO or defense guarantees for Ukraine. This is particularly egregious since Russia has violated the Budapest Memorandum, which we've talked about before, the 1994 agreement that Bill Clinton negotiated that promised that if Ukraine gave up their nuclear weapons, they had the world's third largest stash of nukes, that if they gave up their nuclear weapons, then Russia would not invade. No punishment for Russia for invading a peaceful neighbor and murdering tens of thousands of innocent civilians. No retribution for Russia stealing over 100,000 Ukrainian children and trafficking them into Russia, the only country in the world where child porn is legal. No return of those children to their parents and their country. Trump telling the world that territorial acquisition by force is now again acceptable. Trump even blamed Ukraine for, quote, going to war as if this was all their fault. Trump spoke well of Putin, a murderous thug, and then quoted Putin's lie that Zelensky isn't polling well in his own country. Right, like Gallup is over there doing reasonable polls. Give me a break. Trump wouldn't even call Ukraine a partner with the U.S. in negotiations. This is going to be entirely between him and Putin. And then Trump says he's going to go to Russia or maybe Saudi Arabia to meet Putin in person so he can kiss his ass in person. This is treason, both against the United States and against democracies all across the world. It's a complete repudiation of the world order established after World War II that was specifically designed to end the kinds of territorial seizure that could lead to another world war. I mean, Trump actually said yesterday, quote, Russia fought for that land in Ukraine and lost a lot of men doing it, so they should just keep it. And our defense secretary backed him up. When aggressive countries invade and steal territory, that's just fine, Trump says. No penalty. Keep what you got, no matter how many people you have to kill to get it. After all, Ted Cruz led a Senate inquiry yesterday into how America might seize Greenland. Honest to God, not a word about helping Ukraine, of course. Seizing Greenland, possibly by force, Trump is trying to turn us into Russia. This is the kind of insanity that leads to another world war or the destruction of the United States of America. Is that his goal? Is Putin running America now? Is he the one who told Elon Musk to destroy our federal government the same way he told him not to let Starlink help Ukraine attack the Russian fleet in Crimea? This now power-drunk Trump is saying that he wants to do in Greenland, Canada, and Mexico what Putin did to Ukraine. This is a treacherous betrayal of American ideals, American history, and of every person who has ever served or loved this country. It's worse than what Neville Chamberlain did when he cut a deal with Hitler, because we can all see where this is going today, while Chamberlain couldn't. It's approaching what Vidkun Quisling did in Norway and Pétain did in Vichy France. It's spitting in the face of our founders and the million-plus American soldiers who fought and died in multiple wars to establish and preserve democracy here in Asia and in Europe. No other American president or defense secretary would have ever said such a thing, would have ever betrayed an ally, because we've never had a traitor as a president before. There's no other way to describe it. You know, I get it. The most common technical definition of treason requires, you know, support for an enemy during time of war. But war is when a country is under assault. What Trump and Musk are doing against America right now can only legitimately be called warfare. People are dying right now because USAID was shut down. The troll could be in the millions. Parents are watching their children die as you are listening to me right now. Human beings grieving, sobbing, vowing revenge. And if it's not legally treason, it sure as hell is morally treason. Russia and China are delighting. Two countries have already declared their intention to shift their loyalty from America to China because of the loss of USAID. More are going to follow. Trump is literally handing other countries to China and to Russia. And this after our NATO allies gave their soldiers lives to fight alongside us in Afghanistan and Iraq after Bush and Cheney lied us into those wars. And what does Trump say to those European allies? Screw off. Now, France, Germany, Poland, Italy, Spain, and the UK just yesterday, in part in response to this, signed a joint statement vowing to protect Ukraine's sovereignty and demanding a role in the peace talks. Olaf Scholz, the German chancellor, said, quote, the next task is to ensure that there is no dictated peace. John Healey, the UK Secretary of Defense, said there can be no negotiation about Ukraine without Ukraine. Trump, though, says we're not going to join him in defending Ukraine. He wants Trump, he wants Putin to dictate the fate of Ukraine. This is just treason. And where are the Democrats right now? Am I the only one in America saying this out loud? I mean, can you imagine how Republicans would react if Joe Biden had done the same or held a press conference with George Soros in the Oval Office doing all the talking? He'd be impeached in a week. It'd be on the nonstop news every hour for days. What the hell is going on here? Isn't it obvious? And now we hear the Democrats in leadership are upset because voters are calling them and loudly demanding that they stand up to Trump, Musk, and Putin. And the Kash Patel is organizing or orchestrating a plan to gut the FBI. The FBI, the one agency charged with finding Russian spies in America, Kash Patel wants to gut that even before he's put in charge. I'm at a complete loss for words. I've never before seen such a horror in my life, and I frankly never expected to see it here. Or that our media would pretend it's normal, and that reporters in the Oval Office wouldn't even try to ask tough questions for fear of being expelled. If America doesn't react soon and strongly, this is the death of our 240-year experiment, the death of freedom, the death of democracy, for most likely a generation. And maybe even the start of a third world war. Raise some hell. They haven't finished yet. There may still be some time. I'll be right back. 16 minutes past the hour. Stay with me.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Speaking the truth to multinational corporations and the Trump administration would really rather you didn't know all about. I'll be right back. Christian nationalism is on the rise, threatening our rights and our freedoms. For non-religious freethinkers like us, it's time to take a stand. Since 1978, the Freedom From Religion Foundation has been fortifying the wall between church and state, fighting for a government that represents everyone, not just the religious majority. By joining FFRF, you're supporting their critical work, legal battles to keep religion out of government, public education campaigns, and advocacy for reason and science. And when you become a member, you're joining a movement. You'll get access to Free Thought Today newspaper, advocacy resources, and a community of like-minded people fighting to ensure reason and our secular constitution prevail. Don't let Christian nationalism dominate our laws and values. Visit ffrf.us/Hartman today or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511 and become a member today and protect the rights of freethinkers everywhere. Visit ffrf.us/Hartman or text Hartman to 511-511 today. Text fees may apply.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Central heat, you know, the HVAC systems that heat your entire house. Man, those can really cost us an arm and a leg. And they lose up to 30% of their energy through the ductwork, plus more when we're heating rooms that we aren't even using. Well, one trick that can bring down your heating bill is to lower your thermostat and use energy-efficient space heaters where you really need the heat. I'm a little retro and I like radiant heaters. Those are heaters that just heat a specific area in a room. On average, running a 1500-watt space heater is going to cost you about 20 cents an hour. While running your central electric furnace, that's going to run you $1.37 an hour. So space heaters can mean real savings. However, if you use a space heater, make sure you follow the directions for their safe use. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. The next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Marquette University professor and pollster extraordinaire Charles Franklin.
Deporting immigrants who are in the U.S. illegally. 60% support that. But when we ask the same question and just add at the end, including those with jobs and no criminal record, then support drops to just 43%.
Wisconsinites have a sense of fairness.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all the fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. So we've cleaned up our diets, removed the harsh chemicals from our homes, and so why are we still relying on outdated remedies for our health? Let me tell you about the highest quality CBD from CB Distillery. They offer natural plant-based solutions for sleep, stress, and even post-workout pain that actually work. Get this, 90% of people report better sleep with CBD. That's a big deal. And if you're battling daily stress or trying to ease that nagging pain after exercise, CBD Distillery has solutions for that too. Personally, my favorite products are their sleep products. Once you try them, you'll wonder how you ever got by without them. And with over 2 million satisfied customers and 100% money-back guarantee, you can trust CBD Distillery. Look, if you're still turning to remedies straight off grandma's medicine shelf, maybe it's time to switch to CB Distillery. And right now, I can get you 20% off with the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at cbdistillery.com. That's cbdistillery.com. And that promo code TOM will even get you 20% on their sleep aids. cbdistillery.com. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, and South Dakota.
Drunk bows low in the dead of night. Before the butcher, he bends his knee. Selling out land, trading loyalty. Maps are burning, borders fade. Freedom's price has been betrayed.
Welcome back, 23 minutes past the hour. Trump is the most lawless president in American history, writes former Labor Secretary Robert Reich. He points out that there have been multiple judges now who have ordered Trump to restore funding to programs that Elon Musk has shut down, and none of them have been restored yet. Trump is absolutely currently, right this minute, as we speak, unless there's some news report that Robert Reich and I are unaware of, defying court orders. That is the definition of a constitutional crisis. That is the definition of defying the U.S. Constitution. One man defying the United States Constitution. Now, eventually, one of these cases, and probably multiple cases, are going to end up at the Supreme Court, probably in the next few weeks. If he defies the Supreme Court, it goes from being a constitutional crisis to being the end of America. Robert Reich is very concerned. So am I. Interesting question, Pro Writer 101 over on Daily Kos, asking, where are the protesters now? Remember when Netanyahu was bombing the crap out of Gaza, there were all these young people on campuses all across the country out protesting the genocide? Well, now Donald Trump has said, hey, let's just take all those Palestinians and move them someplace else. In other words, ethnic cleansing. Genocide and ethnic cleansing. And not a single protest. Why is that? Why is there not a single protest among in the Arab community in Detroit? Or in Dearborn in Michigan? There's on the campuses? Where are those students at Columbia University? Is it that they were cowed by being attacked by the police, et cetera, and kicked out of their colleges last time around? Or is it that the protests were actually, you know, I mean, yes, they were, you know, legitimate concerns about what Israel is doing. But what if those protests were actually ginned up by Russian bots on social media to help Donald Trump get elected? I mean, who got hurt by those protests? It was Kamala Harris. She was the one who got hurt. She was defending Joe Biden, who was defending Netanyahu. And, you know, we now know several million, an estimated 5 million people who had voted for Joe Biden in the previous election just didn't even bother to show up. And the most common reason why they say they didn't bother to show up is Gaza. Were those protests being driven by Elon Musk, by the algorithm on Twitter, by the Internet Research Bureau paid for by Vladimir Putin? How come we had protests then and we're having no protests now? What am I missing here? What do you think? Do you think that the students got manipulated? Now, having been a student protester myself at one point in time, you know, I totally get it. You know, you see injustice, you see, you know, the government doing things wrong, you get out in the streets. So why aren't they out there now? What's going on? What am I missing here? I think it's an amazing question. Meanwhile, Senator Bernie Sanders is kicking off a Trump pushback tour. I'll tell you about that after the break, and I'll pick up your calls. Stay with us. It's 27 minutes past the hour here on the Tom Hartman Program. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's talk media for the sane among us. Stay tuned.
Would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Come on. You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. That's 800-908-7016.
You're listening to the Talk of Lacrosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Mass layoffs in the federal government.
75,000 federal workers have accepted the administration's buyout offer to get paid until September or risk being laid off. About 3% of the federal workforce, less than the 5 to 10% the administration was hoping for. That offer now closed. We're learning mass layoffs for those who didn't take the offer have begun, with thousands of people expected to be let go. The Department of Education firing 40 employees hired over the last year.
ABC's Mary Bruce. Agreeing with plaintiffs who argue it's having a catastrophic effect, a federal judge temporarily blocked the administration's 90-day freeze on foreign aid. The Associated Press says its sources tell it 86-year-old Andrew Lester of Kansas City, Missouri, will plead guilty on Friday to shooting and wounding then 16-year-old Ralph Jarl in 2023 after the teen mistakenly knocked on Lester's door. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Everybody has their favorite Saturday Night Live sketches from the past 50 years. If you're older, you might think Landshark, The Bass-O-Matic, or Bill Murray's Lounge Singer might be at the top of the list, but that's not the case. A new list from TheWrap.com lists the 10 funniest Saturday Night Live sketches, and the oldest one is from 29 years ago. It's important to note The Wrap's list only uses sketches from Saturday Night Live's YouTube page. Football fans hate the Kardashians. Those are the words of Kardashian leader Kim, who was referring to Tom Brady's roast last year at which she was mercilessly booed. The boos were so thunderous, Netflix edited most of them out. Kardashian still claims she had nothing to do with that. On an episode of The Kardashians earlier this week, the former Mrs. Kanye West said she would never do a roast again because they are not good for the soul, adding that she never imagined that she would get booed. She obviously never watches her own TV show. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
The Bucks head into the All-Star break with a victory. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks win a close one in Minnesota, 103 to 101 against the Timberwolves. Damian Lillard was out with a hamstring. Giannis still out with a calf muscle injury. And so that left center Brook Lopez and several new players to battle for the win.
You know, we had a nice mix out there. So great to just see everyone feel each other out, you know, get a good sense of who we are. But, you know, when it boiled down to it, we just had each other's back. We were communicating, we were making the right plays, we were playing with energy, and it was just a great win to have going forward.
Baseball, the Brewers signed Rays left-hander Tyler Alexander to a one-year deal. NFL, the Packers went into this season without a true number one receiver. So how did that work out? Jordan Love.
There's definitely, I think, areas that we need to focus on and improve on to get better, kind of get over the hump that we hit this year, and just get more consistent, focus on the details.
That's the Packers' Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Increasing clouds late tonight as temperatures drop to around 5 below, wind chills around 15 below, a light breeze. On Friday, a winter weather advisory goes into effect in the afternoon with 1 to 2, potentially 3 inches of snow, highs in the upper 20s. Right now, it's 1.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Inflation has to go down. How would you suggest your president address that? He's not talking about the cost for Americans. Hell, everything he's doing seems to going to increase the cost for Americans, starting with trade wars with Canada and Mexico. So if there is something positive out of this administration, let me know what it is. I would absolutely give credit where credit is due if I see it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Dom Salvia.
Monday, we'll be back live. We check in with our favorite Delano Democrat, Harvey Kay. Plus, follow-up from the resignations at the SDNY over dropping charges against Mayor Eric Adams. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays 4 till 6.
The moves are in place. Fascists don't wait. They tighten the chains. And once they are locked, you won't break away. Last chance to stop a dictatorship. Last chance before we lose our grip. He knows the game. He's making his move. If we don't fight, we're gonna lose. It starts with the purge. It ends with control. Last chance to stop a dictatorship, and Trump knows it. The FBI warned, the judges stood tall. One by one, they're making them fall. Blacklists and threats, lies turn to law.
35 minutes past the hour. Senator Sanders, Bernie Sanders is starting a tour of Midwestern states. He's starting out in Nebraska. And in Omaha, Nebraska, and then he's going on to Iowa City, and he's going to take on Elon Musk. He says Musk is a threat to working class people. He says Americans might not yet understand how close we are to authoritarianism, oligarchy, and kleptocracy. I think this is brilliant. What I want to know is, why is Bernie the only senator doing this? Why is Bernie the only Democrat who is starting a national tour to point out the crimes, and they are crimes, that Trump and Musk are committing right out in front of us, right in front of God and the whole world? Where are the rest of the Democrats? There was a piece on Democratic Underground yesterday talking about how there was this meeting in Washington, D.C. of Democratic members of the House of Representatives with Hakeem Jeffries. And they're all complaining about all the phone calls they're getting from us. They want us to do something. What can we do? I don't know. What do they expect from us? Yeah. You know, what is the old saying? You know, stand, lead, or get out of the way, or something like that. I mean, I'm increasingly disgusted. I'm very happy that we have a handful of people. Right, we've got three or four senators who are standing up and speaking out loudly. You know, Senator Whitehouse, Senator Coons, Senator Sanders, Senator Warren. We've got a handful of people in the House of Representatives who are speaking out. But they're few and far between. So what's on your mind? George in Cripple Creek, Virginia. Hey, George, what's up?
Hey, Tom. You're absolutely right. You know, we can't betray Ukraine, because our, you know, Western European allies don't have the industrial strength or the military power to aid Ukraine or oppose Russia without U.S. power backing them up. And Ukraine and our Western allies have to be part of any negotiations that determine Ukraine's fate. You know, you mentioned Munich 1938. Remember, British Prime Minister Chamberlain, French Premier Daladier, and Hitler reached an agreement to hand Sudetenland back to the Germany without Czechoslovakia being part of the negotiations.
Yep.
And afterwards, they invited the Czech president there and said, you know, sign the deal or else. Yeah, they just presented it as a fait accompli.
Yep. And Chamberlain went back to Europe and said, we have established peace for our time.
Yeah, and Hitler promised, you know, well, yeah, I only want the territories that have German-speaking ethnic populations. And after that, I don't want any more. That's the extent of my territorial demands.
Right.
And in March of 1939, he occupied the rest of Czechoslovakia, and Britain and France didn't do a thing, although France had a mutual defense pact with Czechoslovakia.
Yeah, it's like history is being repeated here, George.
Exactly right. You bet.
Not good. It's not good. How do you expect this to play out? I mean, you're a Russia expert. You speak Russian. You used to work in intelligence.
I don't think, you know, Putin and Trump can reach a deal because the Ukrainians will never agree to it.
Yeah.
After they've suffered 3 years and gone to all lengths to defend their country and, you know, like you said, suffering hundreds of thousands of casualties and having their children kidnapped, they're not going to agree to that.
Yeah.
You know, unless, unless Russia and Trump can force them to accept the deal. I just don't see it in the, you know, our NATO European allies aren't going to agree to that, any kind of that kind of any deal either.
Yeah, but you just said that Europe doesn't have the military infrastructure to defend Ukraine. Are you sure of that?
I think, you know, like I said, you know, I think I read somewhere where Russia produces more artillery shells in a month than all our Western European allies, you know, produce in a year. It would take them years to build up their industrial capacity.
Yeah.
And besides, they don't, you know, they don't have the numbers to support and oppose Russia.
Yeah. Wow.
As far as their own forces go.
But, I mean, there's, what, 800 million people in the European Union? And there's, what's the population of Russia? Isn't it, you know, what, 120 million? Or
150, but, yeah, but, the, you know, the Russian armed force is so much, you know, outnumber the European armed forces without us backing them up. It's not the population, it's how many people you have in your armed forces.
Do you think this has the
possibility? You know, the European allies have scrimped for years on building up their defenses.
Yeah.
You know, because they wanted to economize and, you know, they didn't want to put a lot of money into defense, you know, and
instead they put it into healthcare and educating their young people.
Exactly, right.
So do you think that there's a possibility that this might trip into a new land war in Europe?
You bet.
It is already?
I sure think it could, because I think if, you know, Putin gets, you know, the eastern province of Ukraine are mainly Russian-speaking, like that was Hitler's justification for giving his Sudetenland. He said, well, you know, those are mainly Russian-speaking.
If he gets that, and
neutralizes Ukraine, he's going to test Article 5 by, you know, trying to, you know, some provocations to get the Baltic states or Poland. So it could lead to World War III, just like, you know, Munich led to World War II.
Yeah, I think his next step would be the Transnistria in Moldova. What do you think?
Definitely. I'm trying to remember whether Moldova is part of the NATO alliance. You know, if it isn't, that wouldn't
trigger. Don't believe it is, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, I can't remember, you know, kind of hazy.
Right. Let me just ask here. Is Moldova DOVA part of...
Yeah, you know, definitely, you know, the Baltic states and Poland would trigger Article 5, but yeah, I can't remember whether Moldova is part of NATO or not.
It is not part of NATO.
So that wouldn't trigger Article 5, so he'd probably get away with that, you know, without a NATO response.
Yeah,
he'd have to do something that would trigger Article 5.
That was my thought, and it's right there on the border with Poland,
Baltic,
you know, so...
Yeah, the Baltic states would be the easiest ones because they're so, you know, their armed forces so minuscule compared to Russia.
Well, their populations are minuscule. I mean, you know, Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia, each one of those countries is only about 5 million people.
At least put together, right, exactly.
Yeah, so, George, I got to move along, but thank you for the call. I always appreciate your insights. Thank you so much.
Same here, Tom, and keep up the good work. And once again, kudos to Matteo.
Okay, thank you, George. Good talking to you. Devon in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Hey, Devon, what's up?
Hey, Tom, this is a bit of an SOS. You might recall I started calling the show about 15 years ago regarding the Radford Army Ammunition Plant, mm-hmm. which is operated for a profit by BAE Systems. So ProPublica eventually did an article that lays it all out. It's called Open Burns, Ill Winds. It was published in 2017 by ProPublica. Mm-hmm. Last night, I got an email from Facebook saying that they're deleting the Facebook page for Environmental Patriots of the New River Valley due to copyright violations. And on that Facebook page are copies of slides that BAE put up at meetings when they were talking about how they were going to burn less chromium. They actually weren't going to burn more chromium because it was less per burn. I mean, just crazy stuff mm-hmm. that they're still doing, by the way. And I need someone with technological expertise to go in there and download everything from that page that Facebook is about to delete. Because there's a lot of incriminating information about BAE Systems and the United States Army and how they work into cahoots to poison the people.
Well, so, I would encourage you to do that, Devon. That company, probably the reason Facebook is doing it is because they've been threatened. That company is very litigious. They sued Randy Rhodes, one of my colleagues, some years ago. And, Randy fought back and won the lawsuit. This was when Air America was around. And I think it's that company. I may be wrong. I mean, you fact check me on this, but
they're rich.
Some very large corporations here. Devon, thanks for the call. Good luck. Maybe somebody listening will get in there and download the data. It's 45 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Helping you win the water cooler wars, I'll be right back with you, Paul.
Out of two Americans think their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, Carmex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwing created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for Carmex when it was created? More than 80 years ago. It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other dry or itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Earl Ingram.
Mayor Johnson, we used to have a saying called a switcheroo. Talking about one thing while behind the scenes there's a greater issue.
This man was elected president of the United States to focus in on making everyday life more affordable. But our push to remove lead service lines, our health department, are impacted by the things that the Trump administration have targeted since they've been in office. Yeah, it's been a huge switcheroo. It's not been about saving folks money. I mean, this is going to cause more pain.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Christian nationalism is on the rise, threatening our rights and freedoms. For non-religious free thinkers, it's time to take a stand. Since 1978, the Freedom From Religion Foundation has been fortifying the wall between church and state, fighting for a government that represents everyone, not just the religious majority. By joining FFRF, you're supporting their critical work, you know, legal battles to keep religion out of government, public education campaigns, and advocacy for reason and science. And when you become a member, you're joining a movement. You'll get access to Free Thought Today newspaper, advocacy resources, and a community of like-minded people fighting to ensure reason and that our secular constitution prevails. Don't let Christian nationalism dominate our laws and values. Visit ffrf.us/Hartman today. Or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's at the end, to 511-511 and become a member today to protect the rights of free thinkers everywhere. That's FFRF.us, FFRF, like Freedom From Religion Foundation, FFRF.us/Hartman. Or text Hartman to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
New York City on a crisp fall day. A mystery unfolded in the strangest way. Robert Kennedy Jr. with the prank to play. Left the bear cub's body in the park's dismay. Bear with me, the story's wild and strange. From the Hudson Valley to the city's range. A tale of pranks and politics entwined. Will justice find its way? Will remain confined? Will justice find its way? Robert Kennedy Jr. with a smile so sly revealed the secret he kept but why. A joke gone wrong, a bear in the park, a story that left a lasting mark. Bear with me, the story's wild and strange. From the Hudson Valley to the city's range. A tale of pranks and politics entwined. Will justice find its way? Will remain confined?
Welcome back. 52 minutes past the hour. Yep, Bob Kennedy just got confirmed. He's our new health education secretary, or HHS, Health and Human Services Secretary. They split education off from that decades ago. That's me dating myself. All right, back to your calls. Bob in University Place, Washington. Hey, Bob, thanks for listening to KBCS. What's up?
Hey, good morning, Tom. You know, I have about had it up to here with the progressive media. I mean, it's all about, whenever I tune in, it's all about the outrage of the day. And there's nothing about what we can do about it. So my question for you is, why isn't the progressive media talking about any organizations that are out there that are, their goal is to fight Trump and to stop him?
Yeah, I see an awful lot of discussion about, you know, groups that are working against Trump. Indivisible gets mentioned often, also on this program. Rachel Maddow opened her program last night with, you know, a summary of all the protests that were going on all around the country. I don't think it's that defeatist, Bob. I really don't. Thanks for the call. Mark in South Bend, Indiana. Hey, Mark, what's up?
Hey, Tom, how you doing?
I'm fine.
Talking with you today. Yeah, Lawrence O'Donnell last night on his show had about the audit that was done to the USAID, and there was a $57,000 audit issue that wasn't explained or whatever.
Yeah.
And you're talking about a $40 billion organization having a $57,000 audit.
Yeah, this was the one example that Carolyn Leavitt, the White House press secretary, was able to point to of waste, fraud, or abuse at USAID, $57,000. It's pennies. I mean, it's chump change out of a $40 billion budget.
It is, Tom. And, you know, and I know in the third hour you're going to talk, you're going to bring up about, you know, the ultimate goal is to downsize everything, the government for the commons, of the people.
And pay for the tax cuts for billionaires.
Exactly. And the two things, again, you brought it up over the years that the Buckley-Bilotti decisions led to this.
Yep.
Led to the Elon Musk and his ability and his ability to even undermine Trump if it comes to that. And I was just also going to ask you if the local courts get appealed up to the Supreme Court, do you think there would be two or three justices such as Roberts and maybe Gorsuch and Coney who might rule with a minority?
I doubt Gorsuch will. He's a hardcore partisan. His mother was Ronald Reagan's EPA chief, who tried to dismantle the EPA and had to resign in disgrace. He has been a right-wing warrior his whole life, basically. That's why he's there. I think Amy Coney Barrett and John Roberts may be at the point where they've had enough. And it'll be real interesting to see when this stuff gets to the Supreme Court. But I'm not making any predictions, Mark. Anything is possible right now. And like with, you know, like Mitt Romney was talking about during that impeachment vote, the second impeachment vote for Trump, Romney told a reporter, and it was later reported in one of the books about Romney that was written, he told this reporter that he knew several Republicans who wanted to vote to impeach Trump, but they were afraid that their families, that their houses might get burned down, their kids might get harassed or beaten up or you know, murdered or raped or something. They were just terrified of the violence that always follows Donald Trump whenever he identifies somebody with anger. And so that may well be a concern of the Supreme Court justices, too. We'll just have to see. Mark, thanks for the call. Kevin in Pearland, Texas. Hey, Kevin, what's up?
How you doing, Tom?
I'm fine. Kevin, I just noticed that I only have 25 seconds left. You got a quick one, or shall I put you on hold and pick you up in the next hour?
You can put me on hold. I'd appreciate it.
Okay, I'm going to do that. Typically I try to give people at least a minute. I just want to go back to my opening rant here today in this first hour, that yesterday, and again this morning, Hegseth did this again this morning at the European Security Conference. We now have a brand new policy. We are not supporting NATO. We are not supporting Ukraine. We are not an ally of Ukraine. We are a partner with Russia in deciding how Ukraine will be carved up to satisfy Vladimir Putin. And as I said in the opening of this hour, I think that is treason. We'll be back with Phil Itner, live from Ukraine, on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
You're listening to the Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Earl Ingram.
It's the Earl Ingram Show. Hope you're staying warm. I'm excited to have my good friend Sandy Williams here to discuss today's news.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10.
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers.
Looking at the road that was laid before me.
From civil rights to business.
Food and like food trucks is just like a cool atmosphere.
Science to music.
Speaking of which, this is why I spit. Express sentiment, a lot of cats on here.
I'm Terry Barr, inviting you to join us right here for inspiring stories all month long.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. 24 hours after the report showing inflation rising, President Trump signed an order imposing the same amount in tariffs on imported goods that the countries shipping them impose on U.S. imports.
Move that could upend global trade and threatens to spike inflation here at home. But economists warn higher tariffs on imports are paid by American companies who pass the costs along to consumers in the form of higher prices. The president acknowledging prices could go up in the short term. The president adamant his new policies will leave America flooded with jobs.
ABC's Mary Bruce. The Wall Street Journal reported Vice President Vance said the U.S. will hit Moscow with sanctions and maybe military action if Putin won't agree to a peace deal with Ukraine. A sports note, in college basketball, number 6 USC upset top-ranked UCLA 71-60. It ended the Bruins' 23-game winning streak. This is ABC News.